countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, Colm O'Regan has just published a second warmly comic novel following Anne Devine, a woman grappling with the ups and downs, twists and turns of her life in rural Ireland. It's called Anne Devine, Handle With Care. But it's not all publishing deals and novel writing for Colm. No, he keeps his farming roots well tended by working on the family allotment. And he's been busy bringing in the harvest.
That sound is digging. Me digging the spuds, to be precise. There aren't many spuds, but they're ours, planted in the allotment by my brother. Nearby, one of my daughters is playing in the antidepressant, also known as soil. She's like Seamus Heaney, listening to the old man dig spuds. Unlike Heaney's father, I wouldn't be happy with poetry going on when I'm digging spuds. I'd be shouting up the stairs, "You can write your poem when it's raining!" Although that doesn't quite have the same ring to it as, "Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it." We had a nice summer on the allotment. We won't win any competitions for prize marrows, but the little robin who minds the place seems happy. As well as potatoes, we've been harvesting rhubarb to beat the band. And it's nice watching the children eating strawberries off the plant and a few peas out of the ground. Since we pay an annual fee for the allotment, the food is probably more expensive than Donnybrook Fair. It's sustainable in the environmental sense, but not really in the commercial sense. You could get the entire year's output at the 6 for 50 cent stall at Aldi on a good weekend. But we don't care. It's a thing to do. A gym for developing the farmer muscles that the lat pull-down machine won't reach. The allotment was officially out of bounds during the start of lockdown. And I understand that on a technical level. There's one lock into it and there was lots of people using it. But still, for feck's sake, the idea that growing food was not considered a necessity was just taken as a given. For such a supposedly agricultural country, we have a weird relationship with the idea that ordinary people might grow food for their own table. It's seen as an affectation. But think for a minute. How many food plants have you seen planted on purpose on accessible public land in this country? If you ask anecdotally, has anyone tried to put fruit trees in their housing estate, you'll hear they get the most almost unbelievable response. Yeah, but then people would try to eat them. And, like, that's the point of food. Apparently it's insurance. If someone climbed a tree to get apples and fell down, there'd be a claim. Once again, the dead weight of insurance stifling us. If we're to have any hope of resurrecting ourselves after the whole of COVID, we can't be in a position where we can sue because a child fell out of an apple tree. You know, life happens. Excrement happens. Speaking of which, we won't feel the time passing until we're looking for manure again. I feel a poem coming on.
That was Colm O'Regan there, busy on the farm, and his latest novel is called Anne Devine, Handle With Care, and we're delighted he took time to pen that for us.